Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights Night 2. We hope you enjoyed last night's tale.
The story will continue tomorrow, but for tonight we'd like to offer a tarot prompt about our pillar of witch as dreamers to meditate on or journal about.
Light a candle, grab something warm, maybe something to write with, sit back and relax around the hearth.
During Candle Nights, we explore what it means to be dreamers and how this manifests in our practice and lives.
For us, Witch as a Dreamer embraces the potential power in dreaming, how through our dreams we can create action, and through action we impact and shape the world around us. A witch's role as a dreamer is to visualize the future, and in doing so, we can actually set a tangible goals that let us change the world.
Now, in our story last night, it is the dream of a better tomorrow that awakens the witches, one by one. It is that dream that they turn into a bit of a promise, a hope. And while we don't know the details of the vision, we know it's powerful enough to bring them all together in an effort to make something new. We have the ability to become what we dream, and in that, we must be careful where we set our sights. To help us reflect on what it means to be a dreamer, we look to the Moon Tarot card.
Upright, the Moon asks us to consider our fears and illusions, and often comes out when we are projecting fear into our present and our future based on past experiences. The Moon Tarot asks us to be aware of what we dream and to wait. We might be missing information or not have all the puzzle pieces quite yet. The Moon is a cue to tap into our intuition and the universe, to listen, dream, and wait.
Reversed, the Moon tells a story of fear and anxiety, an easy loop of nightmare fuel. It is easy to get lost in the tides of misery and misfortune, so we must latch onto our own internal compass, that intuition, and hold the course, no matter the storm. This isn't a time to pretend the storm isn't there, but rather to brace ourselves to head directly into the eye of it. It often means confronting our shadow selves and our emotions, not bottling them up, but letting them flow through us.
So this Candle Night's Eve, we offer some questions to consider and journal on. You might want to jot them down in your journal. When you dream of the future, what do you dream of? Do you envision happy things or more difficult things? Protopia is a term that comes when we share about a realistic future that is beneficial for all. A bit like Star Trek, if you will. Without getting lost in the details of how or why, what kind of protopia can you imagine? Spend some time tonight dreaming, living in that protopia. We hope these prompts provide a thoughtful reflection on what it means to be a witch in everyday life.
Join us again tomorrow as we continue to weave our narrative.
May these nights be merry and bright.
Happy Candle Nights!